From the Madison Roseburg studio, KQEN weather, patchy smoke, sunny and hot, high of 97. Patchy smoke, clear, 58 tonight. Patchy smoke, sunny and hot, 100 degrees tomorrow. Currently, it is 89 degrees in Roseburg already, and KQEN news time is 12:35.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here this afternoon. Well, we're going to the French Creek Fire Command area. Kyle Reed from the Douglas Forest Protective Association. When I came into the building at 3 a.m. this morning, or shortly before that, the police scanner between all the fire-related calls, it reminded me, quite frankly, of the snowpocalypse situation. It was one thing after another. And Kyle Reed has been up there since about 2 a.m. What can you tell us right now about the French Creek fire?
Yeah, so that fire moved around on us pretty good last night, had some really strong winds on it. You know, we were getting a handle on it a couple different times, and we developed some spot fires out in front of that, to the west of that fire. A lot of that fire was burning in really light, flashy fuel, so a lot of grass, lots of blackberries, moved very quickly through that stuff. By about daybreak, we had a fire trail around most of that fire. Things were looking pretty good. Things are still looking pretty good out there. We still got to hold that fire, though. There's still a fair amount of heat interior next to the lines, and we've got crews out there working to contain those. We also had a number of homes there around the fire that were evacuated, either a level 2 or a level 3 evacuation notice earlier today. Since then, all those evacuations for that fire have been downgraded to a level 2, which is the set. Essentially be ready to go if something changes, but things are starting to look a little bit better out there.
What's our acreage total? This morning we were at about 300 acres. Where are we at now?
Yeah, so we're still estimating about 450 acres on that fire. You know, it's still a rough estimate at this point. We haven't had any new fire growth on that fire, but we haven't necessarily got around it on the ground with a GPS either. So it's all kind of up in the air at this point, but we're guessing kind of that 450 acre range.
And with the windy conditions and with the heat ramping up, we're almost 90 degrees right now here. Are you still able to use the aviation resources on this fire?
Yeah, so we've actually pulled most of the aviation off of that fire and moved them to a new fire start that we'll talk about here in a while. You know, things luckily were looking really good out there, and we're able to do what we need to do for several hours now with just ground resources.
And again, as you mentioned, the evacuations have been downgraded. This fire was, not this fire, but the idea that the way the weather conditions were looking, it sounded for days like we were going to have some tough fire conditions starting around today or late yesterday. Is this kind of what you were expecting?
Yeah, I mean, looking at the forecast for the last week, they kept talking about this event coming up. And, you know, several days ago, they had the fire weather watch, which is kind of the 72-hour notice. And then as you got closer, they upgraded that to the red flag warning. And pretty much everything that they forecasted has come true. You know, we've had very strong winds, gusts, you know, 20 to 30 miles plus on the ridgetops out there on that fire. Single-digit humidities at 7 o'clock this morning. It was like 70 degrees and 8% humidity, which is extremely low for this area. Then the other thing that just kind of really blew me away on this fire was just how strong these winds were. In my career here at DFPA, I've never experienced anything like that during fire season here in Douglas County. The only experience I have close to that was several years ago when we took engines to Southern California to the Thomas Fire.
Wow. And we were talking about that this morning because here in Roseburg, we've just got typical moderate light Roseburg winds. And it was hard to wrap around the idea that only 15 minutes up the road, it was dramatically different.
Yeah, driving around the communities up here, even up and down the highway and some of the side roads out here, it looks like a typical winter storm went through. I mean, you've got branches all over the place, and I've seen trees that have blown over, and you name it. There were some very strong winds that were accompanied with that overnight and, you know, this morning and still throughout the day today.
So let's talk about how things have evolved since mid-morning. Listening to scanner traffic, which includes, of course, normal police calls, but has included a lot of the calls for help and the things that have been going on. It could tell it was a pretty tense situation at points this morning. A number of places where they were trying to evacuate folks from different fires, and pretty tough going up there for not only the fire personnel, but for sheriff's deputies as well.
Yeah, you know, we've had a great response, you know, not only from the rural fire departments and city fire departments throughout the county, but the sheriff's office as well, search and rescues out here. You know, I've seen a couple of the commissioners out here. There's a lot of people out here working together to make sure we have what we need and are able to get our job done. With that, though, you know, conditions were poor to begin with and just got worse as the morning turned into the afternoon. You know, we had another fire start up river from us up in the Susan Creek area, which ended up being called the Star Mountain Fire. You know, that fire was 5-10 acres when the air attack flew over it and rapidly grew. You know, the first update I got earlier today was it was up to 50 acres. You know, the last update I got was about 300 acres, and that's well outdated now. But when it was 300 acres, we actually had fire on both sides of Highway 138. So the main portion of the fire was on the north side of the highway at about 250 acres. And then we had several spot fires south of the highway, which combined total about 50 acres altogether on that side. So a very challenging situation.
How close is that to the Susan Creek campground area?
So Susan Creek Campground is upstream a little bit. From what I've been told, the BLM has been evacuating their campgrounds in the area, so people should be getting out of those if they haven't already.
Now, so 300 acres for that, are you pulling in resources? I know the mid-morning you were pulling in some other folks from departments around Douglas County. Is there still an influx of rigs and people heading to both of these fires?
You know, I've seen engines and tenders and pickups from departments all throughout Douglas County up here. A lot of those are here for structure protection and then shuttling water for us as well. But that's kind of what we're probably going to see there. They've been starting to shift some people out who were out all overnight, bringing in some new relief crews for those engines. To keep them staffed. On the wildland side of things, we are ordering additional resources, but, you know, resources were scarce to begin with, and there's been a lot of new fires occur on the landscape throughout Oregon and the western United States in the last 24 hours with this wind event.
And this wind event, the first time I saw something about it, I almost thought it was a misprint. I thought, surely that couldn't be happening. And yet, in reality, it has. And we have the red flag warnings through tomorrow evening. So we're not, I mean, things could get worse before they get better, I guess.
Yeah, and that's what people need to understand right now is we've got another good solid 24 hours of these conditions. So, you know, for the rest of today, we're going to see single digit humidities, temperatures in the upper 90s, possibly triple digits. So we've probably already seen the better part of the fire weather forecast for the day already. And then when we get into the overnight conditions, typically, you know, things cool down, the humidity comes up, we get fairly good ridge top recoveries, things like that. Right now with the conditions we're seeing, very poor recoveries, you know, we're looking at probably ridge top recoveries down into the 30% range, which is typically where we see relative humidity around here on a normal day in the summertime. And then, you know, we're going to still continue to see those strong, gusty east winds, northeast to east winds throughout the day and overnight and through tomorrow as well. And so really tough conditions coming up.
And temperatures staying very warm at night. At 3 a.m., it was 75 degrees in Roseburg. Now, by 7 a.m., it had dropped down to about 58 and then started going back up. But being in the 70s in the middle of the night when you're trying to deal with a fire situation is certainly not helpful.
No, it's not. Again, you know, when you have those warm conditions and everything like that, your fire doesn't really lay down like it typically would. You know, a lot of times there's a lot of good work that's conducted on a night shift fire because you do have cooler temperatures and your humidities are up and you have things going in your favor. You know, we'll get there at some point, but the next, 24 to 48 hours is definitely not going to be in our favor.
Going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More from Kyle Reed when we come back. He's live from the French Creek Fire. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. Back in a couple of minutes on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming up at 1 on News Radio 1240 KQEN. State Representative Gary Leaf scheduled to be on tomorrow's program. That may shift depending on our fire situation, but that's the plan for now. Kyle Reed from the Douglas Forest Protective Association joining us from near Glide. The French Creek Fire now at 450 acres. Star Mountain Fire above 300 acres, and of course you've got a fire camp going on, and I suppose some of these folks are they mostly coming and going at this point?
Yeah, so most of the resources at this point are all going to be local resources. They're going to be from the local fire departments, DFPA. We've got a lot of industry personnel up here working on this fire as well, with tenders and equipment. But in the coming days, we'll most likely see a fire camp get established and hopefully get some crews in here to help support the boots on the ground effort to get these fires taken care of. And that's when we'll see some people and stuff move in to the area.
And again, a reminder for people that Highway 138 East is closed from the Green Bridge just east of Glide, clear to the steamboat area. That's 30 miles or more of road that are closed in that area. Now, at this time of the day, it starts to heat up a bit more. Are you a little nervous about getting towards the hotter part of the day here in the next 3 or 4 hours?
Yeah, definitely. Just listening to the radio before we went on the air here, it sounded like fire activity was picking up. They were having to pull back and regroup in a couple different places. The fire was really starting to move around on them, which isn't what we want to hear. And we're still fairly early in the day. You know, typically your peak of the heating is around that 1 to 2 o'clock time frame, and that 3 to 4 o'clock or so time frame is when you see some really active fire behavior. You've got the heating throughout the day. Your winds start increasing on a normal day at least, and things start going sideways at that time frame. So we've definitely got a lot of time in front of us for this fire to do some things we don't want to see it do.
And with the closure of the highway, that impacts not only local residents, but of course, and we put the word out towards some of our news partners in other locations, but even for traffic coming through, a normal summer tourists or commercial traffic that might normally use that highway to get from Interstate 5 to Central Oregon. I mean, this is a big impact when that when a section of that highway is closed and may stay closed for quite a while.
Yeah, it is, and we understand that, but there's some major safety concerns out there right now. Obviously right now we've got a lot of equipment going up and down the highway. We want to make sure that we've got enough room for everything to safely move around there. Lots of stuff coming down on the highway as well right now. So there's rocks and trees and all that other stuff that rolls down off the highway or off the hillside onto the highway after a fire goes through. So that's another big concern, is making sure that highway's open back up safely when traffic is allowed through there. And then the other thing is, there's just some really intense fire activity going on in that canyon right now along the highway, and we don't need extra people in there getting themselves in trouble when we're trying to be safe ourselves.
Now, we've talked about these two fires, but the Umpqua National Forest dealing with their own fire, but it's not that far away, correct?
Yeah, that's right. That's the Archie Creek fire, and to be honest, I don't know too much about it other than it was up in the Steamboat area, it sounded like, somewhere kind of on the line with the Umpqua National Forest in our protection area. So obviously with these east winds that we have, that fire has moved on to our protection area and is heading down towards the Star Mountain fire. And listening to the air attack and some of the boots on the ground personnel, it sounds like those fires are going to probably merge sooner than later.
Wow. And then we're going to have a bigger, tougher situation. Now, how far is the Star Mountain fire from the fire closer into Glide, the French Creek fire?
Oh, I don't know the distance offhand. You know, so the French Creek fire there is just about a mile outside of Glide there. If you're heading back towards the road, kind of, you're off of North Bank Road. You know, you're going to have to go, you know, farther east off of the highway out towards the Susan Creek area. So that's a number of miles away.
So a big difference, a big space there, which is good. I imagine people in Glide, though, you've got a fire northwest of you, you've got fires to the east of you. That can't be a comforting situation either.
No, it's not. And we've had a lot of phone calls. Obviously, you know, people are concerned on what's going on and want to know what's going on. So we're doing our best to get that information out to all the outlets and the social media pages and getting that information out to people so they know what's going on. You know, I apologize up front. You know, these first couple days of a fire situation is just complete chaos and trying to stay up on everything. You lose some stuff along the way. So trying to get information out as quickly and efficiently as possible, and I'll do my best, but there's a lot going on right now.
Yeah, and that was clear listening to the scanner. There were times in the newsroom we were making mental notes of things, sometimes trying to get a hold of you or Sergeant Brad O'Dell at the sheriff's office. And I know Brad at one point asked to get some information out there and said he literally didn't have time to write it. And basically, I wrote it down and went from there. I mean, it's been that crazy of a day out there.
Yeah, I've spent a pretty good chunk of time today with Brad O'Dell and Wayne Stinson here and Glide and going over all the you know, all the different evacuation scenarios and you know, all the closures and all that stuff that you don't really think about that has to take place for an emergency situation like this. But it's just as critical as the fire itself.
Wow. Certainly a tough situation, one that's not going to be resolved easily. Now, do the winds up the North Umpqua, do they typically pick up when we get into the hotter conditions in the afternoon?
Yeah, you know, your winds are going to change throughout the day. So part of the day you're going to see up canyon wind, and part of the day you're going to see the down canyon wind. And you'll see a noticeable difference in fire activity when those wind shifts take place. Obviously, you know, they're going to be pushing fires in different directions. But really with what we're seeing forecasted for the, you know, next several days again, it's going to be pretty steady east winds, which is going to push this fire to the west.
Wow. Well, the heat advisory, that is in place until 11 o'clock tonight as well. So we're looking at 95 to 100. We're already above 90 degrees here in Roseburg, which causes issues for people here. How are the firefighters, what's the process like in terms of keeping them hydrated and things like that?
You know, hydration and diet's very important for our firefighters out on the line. You know, when we've had fires in the past, especially in these hot, dry conditions, we've seen a number of people go down with hydration issues. So we want to make sure that people are staying hydrated and they're, you know, getting the fluids they need and the food intakes that they need and all that stuff. So that's a very important side of this, is making sure that you're, you know, if nothing else, making time for them to stop and get fluids and get the things that they need to continue to be productive. Because that's the last thing we want to do is have an incident within an incident and have a major medical injury on the line because of somebody who wasn't doing something as simple as hydrating.
About a minute left, live from the French Creek fire area with Kyle Reed of the Douglas Forest Protective Association. Anything else people ought to know about this situation?
You know, there's a a lot of resources that are committed to this fire up here, and a lot of resources that are committed throughout the state of Oregon right now in the western United States. So resources are really stretched thin at the moment. We don't need any more fires. I've talked about this time and time again, and we've done so well this summer up until this point. If we can just do what we can to prevent the next fire from happening and keep that off the landscape, we can focus on this one incident and do good things.
All right, Kyle Reed, live from the Glide area this afternoon, the French Creek Fire and also the Star Mountain Fire as well. Kyle, thanks for joining us.
No, thanks for having me.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.